people call him a snitch, but that's not really the case with him. He isn't really snitching on anybody, he's just playing the con really, really well. You might call him a snitch, though. Probably because the information he's leaking pertains to you.
Draft 3.5 of The Celsius Effect. Filmmaking. The process of making a motion picture story, otherwise known as a film. My name is Jared Isham. I am the co-founder of Stageham Entertainment and head of Motion Pictures. I'm a writer, director, cinematographer, and editor, and am basically what you would call a filmmaker. Welcome to the podcast, Filmmaker. Sure, there are some great podcasts out there already, and I will even share my favorite ones with you from time to time. In this podcast, I want to explore some of the things that are not always touched on. Film theory, screenwriting tools, alternative financing, distribution strategies, sustainability, and lessons from the pros. So I hope you decide to join me as I learn likely as much as you, if not more, as we venture deep into the world of filmmaking. Filmmaker is made in collaboration with Stageham Entertainment and Dreamer Productions. Written, produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jared Isham. What does it mean to be a filmmaker? I figured that it would be a good place to start for my podcast titled Filmmaker. What exactly is a filmmaker? The question first poked itself into my head while reading the book Filmmakers and Financing. I'll include a link in the show notes. There was a section where the author was arguing the case of what makes an independent movie as opposed to a studio movie. The answer is somewhat subjective, but by defining it at the core of what the author was getting at, did help others to realize the potential an independent film has when it comes to raising money, where they can find the money, and what it makes their films by accepting money from certain sources. Ideally, by defining filmmaker, we can understand what a filmmaker actually does, the jobs they do, and how being a filmmaker is far more than just calling yourself a director or a producer. With everything in the entertainment business associated with storytelling, having proper context is pivotal to people understanding what you are talking about. So with that, it requires a bit of history. Many people roll their eyes when it comes to history. I've heard some people say they don't watch movies past a certain date, such as 2000. Think of all the amazing industry-changing cinema you would have been missing out on if this was the case. Jurassic Park, Forrest Gump, Back to the Future, Titanic, Terminator, Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, The Matrix, and only by 1 year. Need I continue? Granted, these individuals were not filmmakers, but I do wonder why anyone would be so against watching a movie just because of the date behind the title. Understanding film history is important when it comes to defining our voice as a filmmaker and is definitely intricate to the word film. I'd be confident in saying that most new filmmakers in their 20s and maybe even their 30s, or anyone starting their career today or in the last 10 to 15 years, may likely have never had the opportunity to shoot a movie on actual film. I fortunately just barely squeak into the category of having shot on actual film. Not a lot, but I have done some. In fact, I even have my film changing tent stuck in the closet. Haven't used that in years. So if you want to get technical, most filmmakers today are not even filmmakers. They are probably more appropriately classified as movie makers. Not a bad term in itself, in my opinion. But if we want to get even more technical, the only real filmmakers today are the ones in the lab actually producing the celluloid film strips that movies are shot on. So if that were the case, as of 2019, Kodak is the only company currently providing people with the opportunity to be an actual filmmaker. But let's not get too off track. Today, filmmaker is associated with a person who crafts a piece of art using the technology of motion pictures, whether it is digital mediums or celluloid. I personally feel it is a much deeper conversation than just crafting the art. There are two more aspects I feel apply to anyone who calls themselves a filmmaker. This introduces another term I'd imagine most film school or film history or theory buffs would know, and that is an auteur. The other is a businessman or woman or entrepreneur. Now, an auteur, according to Oxford, states that it is a film director who has such a strong influence over the movie that they are considered the author of the film. Just think of all the movies you watch today and you hear about the director fighting with the studio over certain changes, and maybe that's not necessarily an auteur filmmaker because of the strong influence the studio has over the picture. Put into account a lot of the Marvel movies, it's more of the studio picture than it is that director's picture. But, you know, this is a discussion for another podcast, but it still is important to our definition. Entrepreneur is a term you are likely much more familiar with. In essence, it is someone who creates business. Of course, more complicated than that, but for the sake of this podcast, I guess it works. Let's get into the auteur elements of filmmaking for just a moment. The easiest way to obtain the status of auteur is probably to be a writer-director. If you want to take it a few steps further, you could always mimic the Robert Rodriguez approach and add shoot, edit, and score to the list, and then you're just doing everything. But I think the biggest element a filmmaker needs to have is the understanding that the process is more than just the operation on set, but is all of what I refer to in my ebook, Five Phases of Making Movies from Idea to Successful Completion, as the five phases of making a movie. Shocking, right? I'm sure you never would have guessed it from the book title, which, if you want to get a copy, I've linked that in the show notes as well. As a filmmaker, one thing that is a must is having a website, whether it is a portfolio to showcase your work or a website to promote your next film. They both need a website. For all of my websites, I use Bluehost. I can host multiple domains under one account. They have an easy one-click WordPress install where I can then choose from an endless list of themes and create an easily customizable website, along with a list of domain extensions that are always increasing. To get started, go to jaredisham.com/Bluehost. If you're just starting out as a filmmaker, or you're even someone with some work under your belt, I would still challenge you to research the business side of filmmaking. Learn where the money is, where the audience is, and how the whole profit and sustainability works in both general business and the entertainment industry. Once you have a grasp on that, then focus on the art and let that help shape the way in which you plan on breaking the mold and doing something truly unique and innovative. If there isn't a need for it in the marketplace, you'll never get funding to make that happen. So I'll tell you now, I don't believe you can become better as an artist if you don't practice your art. And to practice your art, you need to be sustainable, which takes money. Once you can grasp both the art and the entrepreneurial aspect of the industry is where you can begin to shine as a filmmaker. This has been Filmmaker, a podcast all about filmmaking, diving deep into film theory, screenwriting tools, alternative financing, distribution strategies, sustainability, and lessons from the pros. Filmmaker is made in collaboration with Stageham Entertainment and Dreamer Productions, written, produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jared Isham. If you'd like to find out more about Stageham Entertainment, you can visit us at stageham.com.